necesitas información sobre cualquiera de nuestros cursos, llámanos al 91-133-5833. Repito, 91-133-5833.
The Salad. Fun, informative, interactive radio. Salad. 1, 2, 3, 4. Oh, welcome to the salad. Thanks for listening today. I really have a lot of things that I would like to say. It's a fun, informative radio show featuring lots of things you really want to know. So it's, yeah, it's time to get on with the show. Woo-hoo! Yeah, it's time to get on with the show. Salad time! Yes, welcome once again to the salad. Thanks for joining us today. Now, first of all, let's find out what we have on the show today. Well, of course, we have salad news bits, news from around the world. A couple of interesting news items for you. That's right. What's been going on? Well, we should be finding out with the help of our international correspondents. Now then, what else do we have? Well, we also have grammar points coming up on the program. Alan Parsons will be here. And he's going to give us a masterclass of verbs. Now, you know, I think regular verbs, that sounds pretty easy. You know, but again, sometimes we need to, you know, go back to basics to make sure everything is under control. So just some tips for, you know, pronunciation, especially pronunciation with regular verbs. Now, we also have Express Yourself. When we look at expressions, if you remember, I believe it was last week, we're looking at some expressions for electronics and video games, okay? Now, we're all on our electronic devices these days. So, you know, do all your expressions, vocabulary for video games and electronics. Well, we're looking at those on Express Yourself. Now then, so, first of all, as per usual, we shall begin the program with a conundrum for you. Are you ready? So a little brain teaser, some brain training for you. Here's our word today. I get blank badly blank my new boss. Now all you have to do is fill in the blank space. So, I get blank badly blank my new boss. What could it be? Well, just before the break, okay, on half of the program here, we shall reveal the answer for you. Okay, so I get blank, badly blank, my new boss. That's right. What could it be? Well, stay tuned for that, but right now it's time for Salad News Bits. Now we have news from the UK. Are you ready for a headline? Petrol supply. That's right. Mister, the gasolina, petrol supply. The army is put on standby to ease the fuel crisis. That's right. If something's difficult, you can make it easier or you can ease the verb. That's right. E-A-S-E. Ease. To ease. To make something easier. Okay, so petrol supply, the army, el ejército, the army is put on standby to ease the fuel crisis. So to put on standby is a useful verb. They're ready and waiting, okay, in the wings, waiting in the wings, if you like. So the army is put on standby to ease the fuel crisis. What on earth is going on in the UK? So we're going over live to the UK. We have Simon Hallow right there to find out what on earth... ¿Qué diablos? What on earth is going on? Simon, can you hear me?
Yes, Dave. Well, the army is ready to help ease fuel supply problems after a fourth day of long queues and pump closures.
Ah, okay. So a fourth day of long queues. Golas, queues and pump closures. So when you go to a petrol station, you have the petrol pump. Okay, that's what we call it. So, pump closures and long queues. And, you know, everybody in their cars trying to get fuel. It's a problem.
Yes, it certainly is, Dave. So, up to 150 military tanker drivers will prepare to deliver to forecourts, which have run dry because of panic buying.
Ah, so people are panic buying. Now, again, we've seen this recently. We saw it during the pandemic. You know, they're panic buying, probably things they don't necessarily need, leaving other people without any, of course. So people have been panic buying petrol, and, you know, the petrol stations are dry, secos, dry.
Yes, that's right. So the surge in demand came amid fears a driver shortage would hit fuel supply, which is plentiful at refineries.
Okay, this is interesting to help us understand what's going on. So there's been a surge in demand. Now, a surge, we can say an increase or a surge in demand amid fears, or we could say amid or among, entre miedo, no, among fears of a driver shortage. So again, shortage, escasez de camioneros, a driver shortage. Escasez, that word shortage, very useful. And that would hit fuel supply. Suministro, supply. And actually, fuel is plentiful. I think we saw that yesterday. I mean, plentiful. There's plenty. There's sobra. There's a lot of it. It's plentiful. So fuel is actually plentiful at refineries. So there's not a shortage of fuel, but possibly a shortage of drivers to deliver the fuel. But even then, people are buying more petrol than they need, more fuel than they need. People are panic buying. It sounds like this is the real problem.
Yes, that's right. So the transport secretary said there were tentative signs of stabilization in petrol stations, and queues would start to reflect this in the coming days. Went on to say, once we all return to our normal buying habits, the quicker we get back to normality.
Ah, yes. So really, panic buying is the problem here. Okay? So there are tentative signs. We can say, you know, early signs, maybe, of stabilization. You know, and, you know, things should get back to normal in the next few days, apparently. Okay? So once we all return to our normal buying habits and stop panic buying, you know, the quicker we get back to normality. So, you know, people need to stop panic buying. If you got fuel, you know, that's fine. Don't buy any more. Don't buy more than you need.
Yes, that's right. That's the problem. So the Petrol Retailers Association also said there was some evidence that the number of motorists visiting petrol stations was slowly beginning to calm down. Now, citing anecdotal evidence, it said some filling stations that saw a 500% increase in visits on Saturday compared to normal were now seeing visits around 40% higher than normal.
So it's incredible, salad listener. So you have some filling stations or petrol stations. So they saw a 500% increase in visits on a Saturday. This was last Saturday, okay? Compared to, you know, compared to normal. That's now dropped to around 40% higher than normal. But still, 40% higher than normal is still pretty high, don't you think?
However, there is still little improvement in the numbers of forecourts who are out of one grade or all grades of fuel.
So now forecourt here, it's the area where you drive into a petrol station. That's the forecourt. So you go inside a little shop, you go in there, but your car is outside by the petrol station. That's the forecourt. So there's still little improvement in the number of forecourts out of one grade or all grades of fuel. So literally, you know, a lot of petrol stations are completely dry or dry on specific types of fuel.
Yes, that's right. Now, the UK is estimated to be short of more than 100,000 lorry drivers, causing problems for a range of industries, including food suppliers and supermarkets, in recent months.
Now, that's a lot, you know. So they're short, or there's a shortage of 100,000 lorry drivers, camioneros. Now, you can say truck drivers, but in the UK, a lorry, un camión, we can say a lorry, so a lorry driver. It's a lot, 100,000, you know. That's a big shortage.
Yes, that's right. The government has said people needlessly buying fuel has led to queues at, you know, many petrol stations, with fuel running out in some places. But there are growing calls for key workers such as health and social care staff to receive priority access to be able to, fuel or fuel up. Or, you know, after some reported not being able to get to work due to supply issues.
Now, it's true, if you work in the emergency services, an ambulance, for example, would need to fill up, repostar, to fill up, you know, with petrol, or, you know, a fire engine, for example, any of the emergency services, they should be given priority, of course. Otherwise, they can't do their job, they can't get to work.
Yes, absolutely. Now, I spoke to a junior doctor in London, you know, who told me that he had gone to 17 petrol stations after work on Monday in search of fuel, but wasn't able to get any, leaving him concerned about how this would affect his patients. He has since been able to fill up his car. Now, I spoke to the chief executive of UK Home Care Association, who warned that some people who depend on carers for tasks like taking pain medication, you know, could have serious problems if they're left without help.
Now, it's true, because the people working in that sector, the medical emergency sector, they need to get to work. People depend on them, so maybe they should be given priority treatments.
Yes, that's right. So, you know, let's see what happens. Now, I also spoke to the head of the East of England Co-op petrol stations, who told me that the group would create a daily priority hour for emergency workers if fuel supply problems had not eased. And they also have motoring groups like the RAC, the Royal Automobile Association, said the price of a litre of unleaded petrol had risen by a penny since Friday to an 8-year high, and you know, knew a small number of retailers had been hiking prices amid the increased demand.
Ah, right. So petrol prices are going up, had gone up by a penny. Okay. But also, people have been taking advantage, retailers have been taking advantage by hiking prices or putting prices up.
Yes, that's right. It added that they'd seen a sharp increase in the number of drivers who had broken down after running out of fuel. You know, with engineers attending twice as many breakdowns on Monday than it would normally see over a whole week.
Yeah, so people are running out of fuel. So quedarse sin gasolina, to run out of fuel. And, of course, they're breaking down. So when avería has a breakdown, they're breaking down on the motorway. But they haven't really broken down. They've literally just run out of fuel.
And the AA Motoring Organization said it had seen a dramatic rise in motorists putting the wrong fuel in vehicles compared to the previous weekend.
So people were even filling up, repostando, filling up with the wrong fuel, because maybe they couldn't get the fuel that they need because it wasn't available.
Yes, that's right. So it would seem that things, you know, are calming down a little bit. And, you know, we should see, you know, queues getting much shorter and supply increasing, you know, over the next few days. So let's keep an eye on it and see what happens. So, yes, here I am sitting to try and fill up with petrol here, Dave. So, but anyway, you know, at least I can listen to the radio while I'm waiting to get my fuel. Yes. So here from the south of England, back to the studio.
Thank you very much, Simon Hallow. So a fuel shortage, escasez. That's right, shortage in English we say. You know, but hopefully this should calm down a little bit. But, you know, there's a shortage of drivers as well. Lorry drivers, we say in English. Yes, you heard it here on Salad News Bits. That's right. So shortage, escasez. I think I pronounced it correctly this time, escasez. A shortage. So we have a fuel shortage and a driver shortage. So that's tricky, because if you depend on your car to get to work, you know, your life is very difficult. You have to queue up, hacer cola, to queue up to get your fuel. Now I think we have another news item coming in. Yes, we certainly do. It's time for
Salad News Bits.
Now then, Salad listener, Salad News Bits. Let's see what else we have. We have another news item coming in. Let's have a look. Fresh off the press. Here we go. Are you ready? Ford announces an $11.4 billion investment in electric vehicle plants. Ah, okay. So we have a bit of a connection here with vehicles. We've seen a fuel shortage. Escasez. Okay. And now we're looking at, you know, investments in electric vehicles. This could be the solution. So Ford announces an $11.4 billion investment in electric vehicle plants. Okay. Is this the future, Salad listeners? Electric vehicles? What do you think? So we're going over live to New York, where we have Hal Leonard. Hal, can you hear me?
Hi, Dave. Well, Ford has announced a major investment in electric vehicle production in the U.S., promising to build its biggest ever factory in Tennessee and two battery parks in Kentucky.
Okay, so the motor giant Ford has announced a major investment in vehicles, or EVs, we can say.
EV.
Okay, so promising to build its biggest ever factory in Tennessee and two battery parks in Kentucky, because the battery, I mean, this is the most important thing, the battery, of course. Please tell us more.
That's right. So under the $11.4 billion plan, that's around 8.3 billion pounds, the car maker said it would build zero-emission cars and pickups at scale for American customers.
So cars and pickups, so a pickup truck, okay? The classic kind of, you know, camion or pickup truck that you see, you know, in the U.S. So building cars and pickup trucks, okay? But they're zero, okay? Zero-emission cars and pickup trucks. Sounds great.
We'll also create 11,000 jobs. Like rivals GM and Stellantis, Ford hopes around half of the cars it sells by 2030 will be zero emission. Yet the additional government investment required to make it happen is still in question.
Okay, so the government needs to come in with some funding initially, but that's still in question. Obviously, this needs to be, resolved.
That's right. So, this is our moment, our biggest investment ever to help build a better future for America, said Ford's president and chief executive in a statement. He went on to say, we're moving now to deliver breakthrough cars or breakthrough electric vehicles for the many rather than the few.
That's interesting. Yeah, so Ford's president and chief executive said, we're moving now to deliver breakthrough electric vehicles. So remember, breakthrough is un gran avance, a breakthrough. Now, for the many rather than the few. This is the key here. You need to get the many in their electric vehicles. So we're moving now to deliver breakthrough electric vehicles for the many rather than the few. En vez de. Okay? Rather than the few.
That's right. Ford said its Tennessee factory called Blue Oval City will cover a 6-square-mile area and build next-generation electric pickup trucks and batteries from 2025. Now, its battery parks in Kentucky will power a new line of Ford and Lincoln EVs, electric vehicles. So Ford has already ramped up investment in EV production at its Texas and Michigan plants. It said it will be making the new investments in partnership with SK Innovation, a South Korean battery maker.
So they're doing this in a partnership with SK Innovation, a South Korean battery maker, because really the battery is the key here.
That's right. So outside a few major metropolitan areas, EVs still aren't very common in the U.S., and the country accounted for just 2% of new EV sales globally last year. So, you know, that's why I think investment here is the key. So Ford has announced an $11.4 billion investment in EV plants. So here from New York, back to the studio, Dave.
That's right, salad listeners. So EVs, electric vehicles. So this is the key. So we're at a couple of news items here. One, a fuel shortage, you know, but also the move towards electric vehicles. Does anyone have an electric vehicle? Is anyone thinking about getting an electric vehicle? You know, I've thought about in the future, you know, my wife and I have changing our car. We have an old car that we use not that often, but obviously it's useful for, you know, going on trips, going on holiday, for example. But really, we'll need to change it, you know, fairly soon. But the idea is, what would you buy? Would you buy an electric vehicle, salad listeners? Or maybe something hybrid, you know? So, you know, we're not sure. But over the next couple of years, I'm sure an electric vehicle or an EV is definitely the best option. That's right. So you heard it here on Salad News Bits. Now then, salad listeners, before we go for a short break, we have our conundrum for you, which was, maybe you missed the conundrum. The conundrum was, I get blank, badly, blank, my new boss. Okay? And the answer is, I get on, badly, with, my new boss. I suppose you could say to get on or to get along. So to get on is, llevarse bien o mal con alguien. Me llevo bien con mi jefe, I get on well with my boss. Me llevo mal, I get on badly with my boss. It's possible, you could have said to get along. In the US, to get along, yeah, I get along very well with my boss. In the UK, we tend to say I get on very well with my boss. So if you said along, that's also correct. As you know, I'm British, so I said to get on. So I get on badly with my new boss. So llevarse bien o mal con alguien, to get on well or to get on badly with someone. Or we get on great, you can say. So to get on with, very, very useful. Now, what's coming up after a short break? Well, we still have, salad listeners, let's have a look. We still have plenty to come on the program. We have grammar points. We have a masterclass in regular verbs. You think regular verbs? That's your bread and butter. So just a few tips to make sure we're using those correctly. And also an Express Yourself, finishing off what we started last week. Expressions and vocabulary with electronics and video games. Okay, that's all to come. So don't go away, we'll be right back. You're listening to The Salads.
¿Conoces ya tu nivel de inglés? ¿Quieres conocer tu nivel de inglés para hacer el máster en inglés profesional? Llámanos 911-335833. Conoce tu nivel 911-335833.
Hey, have you heard about our trimestrales? No? Well, let me tell you all about them. The program lasts 3 months. Eso es, dura tres meses. Many different timetables to choose from. From Monday to Friday, Saturdays in the morning. And you'll have plenty of homework. And your teacher will correct your homework and check it to make sure you're making progress. Find out more now. Our trimestrales at Vaughan. Small groups, only 4 to 6 students per class, and the class is focused on speaking and using the language. Contact us and find out about trimestrales with one of our dynamic Vaughan teachers. You won't regret it. No te arrepentirás. More information at GrupoVaughan.com.
Con el curso online de Vaughan sacarás el inglés que llevas dentro. Adaptado a tus horarios, flexible y con todos los contenidos del método Vaughan. Y con nuestros profesores siempre disponibles. Contrátalo ahora con toda comodidad. Entra en curso online en grupovaughan.com. Haz clic en curso online en grupovaughan.com.
Pásate a vernos a la tienda de Vaughan. Sí, ya está abierta. Ven y nosotros te asesoraremos con el material que te puede ayudar a mejorar tu inglés. Con libros especializados en speaking, listening, grammar, vocabulary. Si quieres, te podemos hacer directamente un plan de estudio para que lo puedas hacer en tu casa. Y mejorar esas pequeñas cositas del inglés que tanto te cuestan con los mejores libros de enseñanza de inglés del mercado. No, no exageramos. Tenemos los mejores libros. Ven a comprobarlo a la tienda de Vaughan. Estamos en Madrid, en la calle Orense 75, esquina con Sor Ángela de la Cruz. De lunes a jueves de 10 a 6 y media y los viernes hasta las 5 y media. Y si vives fuera de Madrid o prefieres contactar con nosotros por teléfono, llámanos al 91-444-5844. La tienda Vaughan. Te asesoramos en lo que necesites.
Hey guys, are you sitting around your home just wondering what to do? Well, why don't you sign up for Vaughn's English class via video conference? That's right. Now you can have the best teachers in the comfort of your own home. You'll get personalized attention because there's a maximum of only 6 students per class. Give us a call, 91-133-5831. Learn English with Vaughn via video conference classes. Sign up now.
¿Quieres apuntarte a un curso de inglés y no sabes cuál escoger? ¿Por qué no pruebas nuestro curso trimestral de Vaughan? Son solo 3 meses, no pierdes nada y te aseguramos que vas a ganar mucho. 3 meses en los que podrás ver cuál es tu nivel real de inglés. 3 meses en los que trabajarás tu listening y speaking en todo momento. 3 meses en los que subirás ese nivel tanto que, pues, que querrás otros 3 meses y otros 3. Entra en grupovaughan.com e infórmate. Curso trimestral de Vaughan.
¿Quieres recibir clase conmigo? Pues si quieres, tienes 200 horas de clase de inglés gratis en RTV a la carta. Ve a Google y escribe Vaughan RTV a la carta. Y presto, ahí verás más de 370 clases de media hora y cada día se añade una más. Desde principiante hasta avanzado, te llevo por todo lo necesario de mi idioma. Píldoras potentes de inglés. También hay libros de texto que acompañan al curso, pero son opcionales. Con o sin ellos, aprenderás mucho inglés o mejorarás mucho tu dominio. Pruébalo en Google. Vaughan RTV a la carta. Ahí nos veremos.
We're back again with the salad. Yes, that's right. Welcome back to the salad. Now, we still have plenty to come on the program. De sobra. Muchas cosas. A lot of things. Plenty to come, we can say. But first of all, let's have another conundrum. Another little brain teaser for you. Are you ready? I'm going to have to get a new piece of paper because this is pretty full. I've crammed everything in here. So the last one that fits on my little piece of paper, my little cheat sheet right here, la chuleta, it says, are you ready for this? It's a double whammy. Okay, a double whammy in this case. So you should bear blank blank. He's a tough negotiator. Right. Now, they're not both prepositions in this case. Okay. One of them is. That's all I'm going to say. So imagine you're going into a negotiation. And your boss says, you should bear blank, blank, he's a tough negotiator. So to be tough is duro, tough, we can say. So remember, I shall reveal the answer at the end of the program. So you should bear blank, blank, he's a tough negotiator. That's right, salad listeners. So we have grammar points still to come on the program. And we also have express yourself. So now it's time for grammar points.
Ah!
Now then, welcome to Grammar Points, the part of the program where we go deep into the world of English grammar. We get serious with the help of Alan Parsons, our grammar expert. Now, as I said, we have some tips and advice on regular verbs. Now, you may think, I know all the regular verbs. I'm sure you do. This is mainly to do with pronunciation, okay, and linking them together, okay? So let's just pass you over to Alan Parsons, our grammar expert, and see what he has to say. Hello, Alan.
Yes, that's right, Dave. Hello, yes. So I just wanted to, have a little bit of a masterclass here on regular verbs, because everyone thinks they have them under control. That's not always the case, though, I find. So as you were saying, we're focusing on, the pronunciation of the verbs. So I wanted to start, first of all, with verbs ending in T.
So these are regular verbs to start off with, ending in the letter T. Can you think of any verbs that end in the letter T? Anybody? How about you, Alan?
So what I've done is I've created, a number of examples here with verbs ending in the letter T. So first of all, if verbs are regular, they end in ED. That's right. But then, the E is not always pronounced.
Of course, we know that regular verbs, ED. That's right, but it's true that the E isn't always pronounced. So you have different pronunciations at the end of verbs. So what are you going to tell us here? Something to do with verbs that finish in T.
So, for example, if the verb ends in T, the E is pronounced. Often, let's have a look. So some verbs here I have: to post, to start, to wait, to treat, for example.
Okay, to post. Yeah, to start, to float, to wait, to treat. So we pronounce the E in this case. But how do you pronounce it? But it's not ed, it's not posted, is it?
No, it's more of an id. So, we do pronounce the E, but it's more of an I. So posted, started, floated, waited, treated.
Okay, so that's our first lesson here, salad listeners. Our first tip, you may know this already. If you do, that's fine. It's always good to review. We learn something new and we review. So, for example, post, it's an E, but it's not posted, it's posted. So ending in T, the sound is id, but the E is pronounced posted. Okay, so let's practice with these. This is maybe review for you, as we were saying, but this is your bread and butter here. Again, you can't be making mistakes regularly, but this is to help us with the pronunciation of the verbs. So we're going to put you to the test right here on Grammar Points. Okay, let's go. This is the interactive part of the program, salad listeners. So interact with us here. Are you ready to play? Okay. Let's have our first example. All you have to do is translate this into perfect English, okay, with the correct pronunciation of these regular verbs. We said it's an id, because they all end in T, so posted, etc. Let's have our first one.
Yes, echado la carta al correo.
So echar al correo is to post, that's right. So what do you think? So I can say, have you posted the letter yet? Have you posted the letter yet? So in this case, it's ya en pregunta. So it's yet. So yet is for questions and negatives. So have you posted the letter yet? No, I haven't posted the letter yet. So yet for questions and negatives. And posted is the correct pronunciation. Okay, you ready for another one? It's pretty easy, I think, don't you think, salad listeners? So make sure you have this under control, that this pronunciation is important, not posted. Posted, okay? Let's try another one. Interact with us here. Do your best to translate these into perfect English.
Right, okay. La reunión empezó a las cuatro.
Yes, okay. So the meeting started at four. The meeting started at four, not started, started. The meeting started at four. Okay, let's keep going.
Afortunadamente mi cartera flotaba.
Ah, cartera. How can we say that? Wallet, where you keep your money in your cards, your wallet. It's important. So, afortunadamente, we could say fortunately, or I suppose you could say luckily or fortunately. Again, fortunately. So T plus U is a chew, fortunately. Or luckily, maybe it's more common to say luckily, my wallet floated. Luckily, my wallet floated. Okay. But fortunately, it sounded kind of posher, you know? That's okay. More intellectual. Fortunately, my wallet floated. That's right. So float, floated. You ready for another one? Interact with us here. Translate this into perfect English. Here we go.
Esperamos más de tres horas.
We waited for over 3 hours. Again, you can say more than for more than 3 hours, but I think it sounds good for over 3 hours. We waited for over 3 hours. Yes, that's right.
Right, and the last one of this section here. El médico trataba al presidente durante más de 6 meses.
Right. So, the doctor treated, so tratar is to treat, okay? The doctor treated the president, again, durante más de 6 meses, for over 6 months. You could say for more than 6 months, but it sounds good, more native, for over. So the doctor treated the president for over 6 months. That's right. Very good, salad listeners. So we had 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 verbs ending in T. So again, it's ED. The sound is id. Okay. What else do you have for us, Alan?
Right, okay. So we also have some verbs ending in E. That's right. In this case, T-E.
Ah, verbs ending in T-E. For example?
The ones I have here are to date, to vote, to invite, to create, and to rate.
Ah, yes. Okay, so they're not ending in T as in post, but T-E, to date, date, bote. In this case. And again, the sound, it ends in ED, but the E is already there, but the sound is id again, isn't it?
Yes, that's right. So, for example, date, dated. Vote, voted. Invite, invited. Create, created. Rate.
Okay, well, I think it's fairly straightforward. Let's keep practicing, sinners. So now we have verbs E. Again, they're regular. The sound is id. Let's keep practicing.
Right, okay. Salí con Helen durante más de un año.
So, salir con alguien, you can say to go out with someone, it's possible, or to date someone, you can also say, okay? Because a date, I have a date tonight, una cita romántica, a date, that's right. Not the same as an appointment, una cita, okay? A date with a dentist, that would be romantic. An appointment with a dentist, not so romantic. Okay, so, salí con Helen. I dated Helen durante más de un año. Again, for over a year. As I previously said, for more than a year is possible, but for over a year, I dated Helen for over a year. Okay, good. So, date, dated. Let's keep going.
Voté en las últimas elecciones generales.
So, vote, voted. So, I voted in the last general election. I voted in the last general election, salad listeners. Okay? Good. Now, to vote, you can vote in the election. Y votar a alguien is to vote for someone.
¿A quién votaste? Who did you vote for? I voted for...
Okay. So you can vote in the election, but you vote for, you know, a candidate or a party. Okay, we have three examples left. Let's keep going.
Invitamos a todos nuestros amigos a nuestras bodas de plata.
So invited. We invited all our friends to our silver wedding anniversary. That's right. So silver wedding anniversary. We invited all our friends to our silver wedding anniversary.
The penultimate one here. Has creado monstruo.
Ah. So created. You've created a monster. That's right. You've created a monster. And the last one. Are you ready? Translate this into perfect English to go out on a high note. Salí por la puerta grande.
Right, okay. El experto en vinos le dio este vino una puntuación muy alta.
Ah, now this is interesting. So the verb to rate we saw, which is dar una puntuación, to rate. So highly rate something. But people know about a rating, okay? A five-star rating, puntuación. So the verb is to rate. Very useful. So, el experto en vinos le dio este vino una puntuación muy alta. So the wine expert rated this wine very highly. So to rate something highly. Okay, the wine expert rated this wine very highly. That's our star verb for today, to rate. All right, dar una puntuación. And a rating is una puntuación, a five-star rating. We see a lot of this these days, you can think. So a five-star rating. So thanks very much. So we've seen regular verbs ending in and T-E with the sound id. They're regular, it's id. So we saw posted or dated, etc. Thanks very much, Alan.
Yes, it's my pleasure. I would like to, you know, over the next few weeks, just look at different endings for, you know, regular verbs, just to practice. Okay, so until then, ta-ta.
Yes, thanks very much. This has been Grammar Point.
Express yourself!
Now then, salad listeners, yes, welcome to Express Yourself, the part of the program where we look at expressions, okay, to add color to your English language, to make things more interesting, okay, and in specific circumstances, have the right expression and vocabulary to help you out, okay, so to help out, charuncable. Okay, it comes in handy. These are expressions that come in handy in the right situation. So, resultar útil. They come in handy. Now, we started this the other day. We didn't have time to finish it. So, I wanted to finish this off today. Como rematarlo. So, nowadays, a lot of us are playing on our electrical devices, electronic devices. And a lot of us are playing video games, you know. Especially my 12-year-old son. Okay, so to have the right vocabulary to communicate with him is something that I need. So let's just review what we saw previously on the salad. Okay, so we saw my parents don't let me play video games. Okay, this is one of the ones we had. Fairly straightforward, videojuegos. Now we saw put the headphones on when you play the games console. So ponerse los cascos is to put your headphones on. Headphones. You can have earphones, auriculares, okay? And we saw games console, video consola. La consola, the games console, okay? What else did we saw? I can't stand role-playing games. No aguanto los juegos de rol. Role-playing games, okay? Good. So we're just reviewing what we saw the other day before we look at some new examples, okay? The graphics in this game
leave a lot to be desired. Los gráficos en este juego dejan mucho que desear. So again, you can have a graph if you're giving a presentation of the sales figures. You can have a graph, un gráfico. But the graphics, what you see in a video game, the graphics. So to leave a lot to be desired, deja mucho que desear. Okay, good. Now then, we saw it's surprising they launched this game with so many glitches. So glitches are fallos. Normally like fallos electrónicos or glitches, especially in a video game. You know, it's like glitches, we say. So lanzar un videojuego, to launch a video game, and in this case, con tantos fallos, with so many glitches. Very useful. So in a video game, something like that, we'll talk about glitches when referring to fallos. Okay? Let's have a look. Do you like games that have the plot of a film? So la trama de una película. We saw the plot of a film. I'm not sure if that was the last one we did. So well, anyway, let's have a look. So I'll give you an example here. Do your best to translate these into perfect English. We can have a little look at the expressions as we go along. So, prefiero los videojuegos para varios jugadores, salad listeners. How can we say that in English? Well, we can say multiplayer video games. You could say, I prefer, you know, games for various players or several players. It's possible. Multiplayer video games sounds much cooler. I prefer multiplayer video games. Multiplayer. Which is, you know, what happens now? You've got kids playing Fortnite. They all connect and play at the same time. It's multiplayer. Okay, this is the idea. So, let's have a look. Next one. Do your best to translate these into perfect English, okay? Los juegos requieren habilidad. So, la mayoría. I would just say most, not the most or most of. Just most. Most video games require a lot of skill. Habilidad, skill. Most video games require a lot of skill, habilidad. That's right. So, let's keep going. Los juegos online son cada vez más populares. It's true. So, online games are getting more and more popular. Well, online anything, you know, is getting more and more popular. And of course, online games are getting more and more popular. So online. Okay, good. So we saw son cada vez. You could say, it's possible to say are more and more popular. Más y más, more and more. Or are getting more and more popular. Okay, good. So keep interacting with us here, salad listeners. This is another interactive section. If you know this, do your best to translate it. Hoy en día los videojuegos están sujetos a la censura. Hoy en día, nowadays, video games are subject to a lot of censorship. Okay? So, a few things in this sentence. Hoy en día, nowadays, very useful. So, estar sujeto a, to be subject to. Very similar. Okay, in English, it's very similar English. So, this is something you can get into your active English immediately. Estar sujeto a, to be subject to. Something you can use immediately. Now, censura, censorship. So nowadays, video games are subject to a lot of censorship, salad listeners. Okay? Good. Let's have a look at another one here. La versatilidad de este nuevo juego es impresionante. Now, I suppose you can have versatility. What I've got here is the gameplay. So gameplay of this new game is impressive. So using gameplay as in versatility, of course you could say that. Sounds a bit kind of posh or intellectual, the versatility. But I'm sure a teenager would say the gameplay of this new game is impressive. The gameplay. That's right. Okay, we have four examples left. Let's keep going. Do your best to translate these into perfect English. Todavía me encanta jugar a los juegos clásicos. Now, you could say, me encanta, I still love playing. I suppose you could say classic games, but arcade games. So an arcade was where, you know, you used to go in
you know, with your coins, put your coins in the slot, La Ranura. It was that the place you went to was the video arcade back in the day, before people, you know, had them in their houses, before the internet, etc. So, you know, I still love playing arcade games. That's right. Next. Las videoconsolas portátiles me resultan mucho más prácticas. So in this case, you know, portátil is portable, you can say, but handheld. So me resultan, no? I find handheld game consoles much more practical. It's pretty high level.
High level!
I find handheld game consoles much more practical. So handheld, okay? That's right. We have two examples left. This is the penultimate example. Antes jugaba a muchos juegos de disparar. Antes jugaba, what do you think? I used to play...
High level!
That's right, used to, remember, not before I played, I used to play. I used to work in London. That's right, okay. So I used to play a lot of shooter games. I mean, you could say shooting games or shoot-em-up games, but shooter games is fine. I used to play a lot of shooter games. And the last one. You ready? Translate this into perfect English to go out on a high note. Los videojuegos ya generan más dinero que las películas. So video games make more money now than films. It's possible to say than films do. So video, or you could even say video games now make more money than films. Or video games now make more money than films do. You can have the do in there. You know, it's a little, you know, little extra. Okay, so to make money. Video games now make more money than films do, salad listeners. That's excellent. That's right. You've been listening to...